Democratic presidential challenger Joe Biden is counseling patience as the voting process continues tonight. Biden said, keep the faith, we're going to win this.
And it ain't over till every vote is counted, every ballot is counted. But we're feeling good. We're feeling good about where we are. We believe one of the nets has suggested we've already won Arizona, but we're confident about Arizona. That's a turnaround. We also just called it for Minnesota, and we're still in the game in Georgia, although that's not one we expected. And we're feeling real good about Wisconsin and Michigan.
Biden said he also expected to win Pennsylvania. President Trump tweeted in response, we are up big, but they're trying to steal the election. We will never let them do it. Votes cannot be cast after the polls are closed. Trump is expected to make a statement at some point tonight. The New York Times has called the state of Florida for President Trump. Analysts say Trump's attacks on Biden and the Democrats as socialists gained traction there. CNN predicts the race will come down to the outcome in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona, with an outcome likely not known tonight. The battle for control of the Senate tightened today after Democrats picked up a seat in Colorado with former Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper defeating incumbent Republican Cory Gardner. In Alabama, Democratic incumbent Doug Jones suffered an expected defeat. A heartbreaker for Democrats was the failure of South Carolina's Jamie Harrison, who made an unexpectedly strong bid to defeat incumbent Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Republican Lindsey Graham. Harrison invoked Dr. Martin Luther King and Black Lives Matter in his concession speech.
Dr. King said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. My friends, we are going to keep moving forward, because that is the spirit of our country. That spirit lifted our campaign up higher than we ever thought possible. That spirit drove the revolution in Black Lives Matter. And that spirit will get us through everything else that comes our way. We are strong. We are resourceful. We are brave. We are South Carolinians. And we will build a new South together.
For his part, Lindsey Graham threw down the gauntlet to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I will do everything I can to stop the radical agenda coming from Nancy Pelosi's house. So, Speaker Pelosi, if you enact the agenda you're talking about, we're going to bury it in the Senate because it's bad for America.
In Kentucky, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell fended off Democrat Amy McGrath, a former Marine Corps fighter pilot. In Texas, Republican John Cornyn turned back Democrat M.J. Hagar, a former Air Force helicopter pilot, in his hardest-fought election in almost two decades. Democrats are hoping to cement control of the House for two more years with perhaps an even larger majority. And one noteworthy but unsurprising finish, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has espoused QAnon conspiracy theories, won a vacant seat from an overwhelmingly Republican district in Northwest Georgia. The nationwide push to legalize marijuana gained momentum with the passage of measures in New Jersey and Arizona. Recreational marijuana measures also were ahead in the polls in Montana and narrowly leading in South Dakota. Medical marijuana initiatives were leading in Mississippi and South Dakota. I'm Eileen Alfandari for KTFA.